Actually, what I really have to bring up here, as we're along the lines of what we were just talking about, the previous segment, talking about literally a guy who was so disappointed in humanity's coldness, he wanted to live with wolves. I mean, we're in a tumultuous time right now. I'm hearing on TV this is the most dangerous time since the Cold War. And what I really think is important is to try to find the positive when you can in anything. And it's very difficult, especially when you guys, we're literally looking at World War III. We have, and we're going to get into that in the next segment. We've got ships from England and France. We have the president saying we're going to fire at Syria and Russia is going to respond. And we're the closest point to nuclear war ever. And somebody might ask, you know, how in the heck can you find something positive to talk about when we're about to blow each other up? We've got people that hate the president. I mean, they all kinds of monkey business going on. We're literally like crazed animals. Now, some of us, hopefully, that are watching us are calm. And you can help me because I'm honestly very similar to a crazed animal. I just want to be more harmonious. That's pretty much what it has to start somewhere, right? I mean, that's if you know, you know, the military, the people that are tough. I was raised as a football player. I actually played against, we're looking at this story here, video, Alabama football players surround Trump in prayer after White House ceremony. And I played against Alabama at the University of Central Florida. We beat Alabama at their homecoming game. I think it was the year 2000. That's pretty crazy. That was that long ago. But, you know, we're raised in this country. We need to win. We need to be better than everybody. We need to, you know, it's we're very hypocritical. And it's all about, and then everybody, you know, we go to war. And now, honestly, I voted for President Trump. It doesn't matter if you voted, who you voted for, if you didn't vote at all. If you're calm and you want to do something about this, well, just take a look at this article headline. And trust me, it doesn't matter what you think of the president. We need this right now. Whatever, if you send loving energy, prayer, understanding, to even the people you hate. You know, I almost got really mad on the phone with this credit card company because they kept getting my charge declined and I had to call them like 2 times and they kept saying they were going to fix it. And it's just one of those things. It would just drive me crazy. And I even looked at the phone like, should I even call these guys back? And I mean, the guy was a nice guy on the phone. I got a supervisor and he's trying to be nice. And I'm just like, dude, you know, I was just getting worked up inside because to me it was like, they told me it was fixed. It was, you know, it's just, it's a very little thing. It has nothing to do with World War III. It's even hard for me to send love to that, much less, you know, all of this. So I'm going to send love, ask for forgiveness, literally feel that guy's energy signature. I can hear it through his voice. This sounds crazy, but you know what? It's real. Try it. You ever try to do this and you can feel somebody's anger? Well, you can. They can feel your love, and it can work remotely. Because, by the way, all points in space and time are connected. That's physics. It just works. You feel their energetic signature. If it's Trump, Hillary, Putin, whoever you want, all the people complaining, the people that want to wipe out the population, the Georgia Guidestones say that they need to get down to 500 million. I don't know what's going on. All I know is whatever you think you should hate, including like credit card companies that charge my, don't get my card going in the correct, you know, they keep screwing with me, it seems like. Their system's not working. Whatever you have a problem with, man, they need prayers. You send prayers to things you think you should hate if you're angry about Trump. If you love Trump, trust me, he needs it now. But this is what we need. We need prayer or whatever you believe in and positive energy, because that's real. I think we all could agree positive energy is real. And this is a time we need it. And I thought this was a very positive thing. A remarkable thing happened while the media was focused on Facebook CEO Zuckerberg's Senate testimony. After a White House ceremony, several Alabama football players huddled around President Trump and prayed with him. And then let's go ahead and just play this video here. So you can see, I think that's the punter. He's just talking into President Trump's ear. He's talking about how awesome Jesus is. And by the way, I'm okay with Jesus. You know, Jesus seemed like a good guy to me, so I'll take it. You know, I'm definitely down with Jesus. I think the humans are a little funny. You know, we kind of, you know, I don't know about the Crusades and all that, right? But Jesus seemed like a good guy, so that's positive. Same with Muhammad, Buddha. You know, there's a bunch of good guys, girls, good girls. Can't forget about the girls. Mother Mary, hey, I'm down with all of it. So there, you know, this punter, his name is J.K. Scott, I guess. He asked him if he could pray over him. And I just thought this was really cool. It's really positive. And if anything, as we're approaching World War III, and we're going to get into the specifics of what's going on, and some very brave people that are kind of coming out on mainstream media kind of against this war, this is the kind of thing that we can do right now. We can pray for President Trump, President Putin, all the Democrats that hate Trump. We can pray for everybody. Pray for ourselves, trust me. And hopefully, just in doing that, the more people that do that, the more things kind of settle down. Settle down. You know what's going on? We're like, honestly, it's that masculine energy, those boys, and we got our big toys, and we're you know, nobody likes chemical attacks. I understand. It's terrible, just like gun violence and everything else. But I don't think you need to annihilate the world and start a nuclear war or any kind of war and spend trillions of dollars that could be used to literally end poverty in the United States. I mean, trillions we spent in Iraq. We killed a million people in the Middle East in, like, what, the 80s and 90s? And into the 2000s, 500,000 children. And so we need a lot of prayer. So if you guys can help out, I'm going to try to help out. And this was a really great story.